Protests over the death of American man George Floyd have expanded into something so much larger than the murder of just one man. But will we see anything real come out of these events? Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider who marched alongside Martin Luther King Jr. in the fight for civil rights. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. You can find us each week wherever you find good podcasts, as well as on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. America burning as protesters clash with riot cops in multiple cities and states following the death of George Floyd. Floyd's death was almost a perfect spark, given how visceral that video was. What a perfect example of a white cop abusing a black man it showed. But would it be fair to say there are a number of factors at play here, Ed?
Yes. Let's look at all of them. First, this was the second incident within, 10 days of a black being killed by whites. Second, blacks have been deeply affected by the coronavirus, and the president has said little or nothing about it. Furthermore, blacks are the ones on the front line in this virus, and they have been not congratulated, but disparaged in some instances. And they're the ones who are protesting to keep the lockdown when it's affecting them most in terms of jobs. Next, we have a president who wants to use force and oppression and suppression rather than meeting with the people. Remember, Richard Nixon went to the Washington Monument. And back then I was a sword carrier and walked along right behind him to make sure that he spoke to the young people. That was my responsibility. The President of the United States was reaching out. Here, we have no outreach. The President is tumbled, crumbled, and hiding in the White House.
Much has been made of Trump escaping to a bunker as protesters were tear gassed outside the White House. Former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, in particular, has blasted Trump this morning as deliberately dividing Americans and sending the military up against protesters.
Yes, and that's the shame, because the military really will bring out more protesters, as we learned in Kent State. The message is clear. The system's not broken at the protester end. It's broken at the leadership end.
One factor that does make this look more and more like a failing dictatorship, I guess, were the media arrests. We saw a CNN team arrested live on air. A couple of cops in Washington, D.C. put on administrative leave after an assault on an Aussie reporter and cameraman. This looks all, I guess, part of Trump's trend of attacking the press.
He's not just attacking the press, he's attacking the truth. Remember, he wanted to shut down Twitter for putting a truth monitor on his Twitter feeds. So this is a man who apparently, since he was born after Hitler, doesn't realize that he's playing the same old song. Can America recover from this? It's going to take an awful lot of doing. It'll take at least 2 decades.
Well, that is one of the key questions. Are we going to be looking at a very different America once this smoke clears?
Yes. I'm not sure what it's going to look like. Clearly, the reforms are well known. Healthcare, dealing with homelessness, dealing with youth unemployment, dealing with black-white issues. But the black-white issues are not really black-white anymore. They're young people out there, white young people, who are disillusioned with a system that gives them a job, not just one job, two jobs and three jobs, to maintain an apartment. The system is deeply broken, very fragile, not just in the United States, but around the world.
And there were a few other aspects I wanted to touch on. One move that Trump has made over this is the designation of left-wing organization, although it's not really an organization, Antifa, as a terrorist organization. Now, two big problems. One, although I'm sure some people who call themselves Antifa are probably behind some of the violence in these riots, Antifa is not a group, nor is it a terrorist group. Two, leading off of that one, this means basically anyone involved in these protests could be charged as a terrorist if authorities wish, because there's no official way of determining membership. There is no leadership structure to Antifa. Thoughts on this one, Ed?
It sounds like the Star of David. Anyone who gets you wears it, you're designated as a traitor against the regime. Oh boy, This is a bad dream. Antifa means anti-Nazi. That's what it means. So the Nazis are in control.
And using Martin Luther King Jr. quotes to somehow shame black protesters, this has been a really common thing. Look, Ed, as you were there, I hardly need to tell you, but a couple of points I'd just like to make on this one. One, King was a great man, but he did not win civil rights in America with a single wave of his non-violent hand. There were a great many demonstrations, some of which make, you know, what's going on today look like a church picnic. And as King's son tweeted this week, as my father explained during his lifetime, a riot is the language of the unheard. Does this one get to you at all?
Yes. And Mr. King would have been leading these riots. He was against this kind of thing, and he would be right in the front. Now, he would have probably, I'm sure, prevented scorching cars and breaking windows. But these people are breaking windows and getting into stores because they're hungry. They haven't been fed, like in New Orleans. They broke in to get baby pabbling, to get food. They didn't break in to rob. And many of these people need these supplies. A few people caught stealing a television were very small compared to those that were caught stealing bread.
And just finally on this one, here in Australia, people have been shocked by America's treatment of its black populace, to which some have responded, well, have I got news for you about the treatment of Indigenous Australians? Look, even this week, footage emerged of a cop slamming a 16-year-old Indigenous kid's face into the ground. And as shocking as it was, I don't think we would have seen that video. I literally don't think it would have really made a mark if race issues weren't already in the news cycle. Look, as someone who grew up with the blind spot myself, white Australia has an incredibly huge blind spot when it comes to our treatment of Indigenous Australians. Are we due for a wake-up in the same way America is?
We have all the markings and all the problems. But fortunately, we have a couple things going for us. One, at this period of time, by the land is being given back to the Aboriginal people, has given back some opportunities. We have a social welfare safety net that is providing them with at least the basics. We have a large number of lawyers and doctors and others who are working side by side with the Indigenous people, providing housing and other things. So we have kind of the Martin Luther King era going here, not the Nazi Trump era going here. That's not to say it can't and won't explode, because we had some small explosions here. But those explosions are tempered. And I think that people on both sides don't want it to turn as ugly as America.
Something that's been knocked right off the front page by these protests is COVID-19. I don't think I've seen a single new development all week. Unfortunately, deaths are up another 9,000 in the United States from last week. Are we missing anything?
What I think is happening now is people are learning to live with bad news as we did during the wars. Remember in Vietnam, the body count was getting higher and higher, and people were getting, were becoming able to handle it. The body count is getting higher and higher, but if I'm hungry, the body count doesn't count. So with hungry Americans, they're willing to risk their hunger against this dread disease. The United States has to open, or there'll be a revolution from the right.
And just on Brazil, Brazil is still imploding under COVID with at least 31,000 deaths, and really unfortunate, it's reached a large number of indigenous groups within the country. And anyone who knows anything about these kind of disease outbreaks, how they've gone in the past and such, knows that's bad news for the survival of any indigenous groups.
Yeah, just circling back to Australia, we've been very fortunate by the leadership in Western Australia and the leadership in the Northern Territories of shutting those states down and shutting down the area where most of the indigenous people live for that very reason, that they know once this disease hits that highly protected population, it'll go through them like a knife through butter. So they have taken the right actions to preserve the people here. That's a counter to what we were just talking about. But clearly, the idea is not just to stay alive. The idea is to make some progress.
And we've touched on this one before, but just to reiterate, this week Trump officially terminating the United States relationship with the World Health Organization, although I say officially, but it's really not clear if he can do anything officially like that without an act of Congress. But then along the lines of what you said last week, Ed, maybe he'll just officially terminate Congress and the whole rest of the governing body soon enough. Any thoughts?
Fortunately, the World Health Organization doesn't need him. And the American doctors and other people dealing with this disease and other diseases are still participating with the World Health Organization. Again, he's just out there on his own, tweeting, twatting, and messing around, fighting like Don Quixote, windmills in the sky.
In other news, Trump is extending an invitation to Australia to join the G7 later this year. Again, I didn't actually know he could do that, but there you go. It's been accepted, but problem is Trump also wants India, South Korea, and much more importantly, the reinstating of Russia. What's going on?
Well, I think, remember, Australia went to the last G7 meeting. So this is not unusual. Membership is different than being invited to a meeting. And I suspect with the coronavirus going, all the nations you mentioned will be invited, but they will not be made members. The possibility of anyone being made a member would be India, not Australia, because we just don't carry that much weight. But India does, and it'd be very important to have India inside the 10. The Russian issue is strictly a political issue. The United States, the Senate, would have conniptions if Trump tried that and won.
And back on Trump, as you mentioned sort of earlier then when we're talking about the riots, which is exactly why I think this one is so relevant. Last week, he signed an executive order that could potentially curtail political speech on social media platforms. This was in response to Twitter labeling two of his tweets on mail-in voting with fact checks. Trump claims he's protecting free speech. Others say he's actually attacking it. It's not. It's going to the courts now. And honestly, we could wait around and hear about what they have to say. But really, you know, like I say, it is very relevant right now. Thoughts, Ed?
Well, first of all, what can he stop? He can't stop the media. He can stop maybe some federal funds, but he can't stop the media. This is all a tempest in a teapot.
And a couple of things on election 2020. Iowa, Steve King is out, Republican and out-and-out racist, losing his primary to a GOP challenger. Any thoughts on this one?
Well, Steve King dug his own grave, and the GOP needed to out him if they had any chance of being credible. Steve King didn't play ball with them. He didn't play ball with anybody except Trump. So this is a good sign. There may be some real Republicans around.
And speaking of which, George W. Bush. Firstly, this week he stepped up as a former Republican president to support some of the protests going on, listening to the people on the ground of these things. But alumni of W's administration have also gone as far as to form a pro-Biden super PAC, 43 alumni for Biden, to support Biden's bid for the presidency. Any implications on this one, Ed?
I don't know. I think this is, as my grandpa used to say, even a fly knows when to get off a dead horse. Trump may be very dead, and the flies are flying to a new horse.
Ed and I will be back next week to talk the latest in U.S. news and politics, no matter what that United States looks like. You can find us every week wherever you find good podcasts, as well as on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.